You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play role-playing games on the internet for your amusement. This is episode 185, posted April 2019, Dungeon Crawl Classics, the conclusion. I'm a herder, not a fighter.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, your internet friend and dungeon master, Tony Sindelar, here to continue our trials and tribulations in the Dungeon Crawl Classic system in the adventure Frozen in Time. I am joined by a series of players who are controlling themselves, a series of characters, as their cave people die left and right, attempting to navigate a horrible adventure I placed before them. Let's check in with our players, and they can remind me which character they're currently at. Jason Snell, you're first.
I am playing my second character. This is Chuck, the dwarf. He recently picked up an awesome sword and an awesome shield from this room that has this strange, murderous, mechanical man in it. But Chuck is still alive.
Monty Ashley, you're next.
I am playing my fourth character, Lafayette, the expert gatherer. And Lafayette has currently carrying something called a Mark III blaster rifle that he does not know how to work.
Indeed. Erica Ensign.
Hi, I am on my, I believe, third character, who's named Orb. Orb just waltzed in the room, I think towards the end of this fight, to I'm a dwarven herder, leading my elk calf named Timmy.
You are a dwarf who herds elks, not an elk who herds dwarfs. Just checking.
Correct. Well, I don't just specialize in elk. I will herd pretty much anything.
Oh. All-purpose herding.
Have you been in charge of keeping track of all of the not-yet-playing characters?
I was, and I got sick of them because they're an unruly bunch. So I took my elk calf, and Timmy and I decided to join the fray.
I think you may have, when you took your elk calf, you perhaps should have gone in the other direction. You should have gone home, taking my elk calf and going home.
I probably tried, and it got turned around.
Instead, you took your elk calf and wandered into a room full of corpses and one destroyed robot. But that's not the only people here. We also have Aline Sims.
Hello, I'm on character two, Wilma Jr., the brewer. I've been having some beer as we've been going along, so we'll see what happens.
And last but not least, Annette Weirstra.
Hey, I'm playing Talc. I have special skills to open doors and slay dragons, or not dragons, robots, slaying robots. I'm feeling a little smug. Talc is my second character, but we're a little, who knows?
She's legendary now.
So everybody has tasted the flavor of death, but thankfully you have many characters that I provided you with. Speaking of the flavor of death, our adventure picks up in this room full of strange treasures and wonders, a killer robot, that you wouldn't know what that means, but a horrible walking suit of armor attacked you, and many of you were felled, but you've regrouped, you've pillaged this room, you're recently in possession of a palm disc, a gold one. You also had a kind of silvery one that you think lets you access more rooms than you could before, and I'm not sure what you'll do next.
I would like to try again to figure out how to fire the rifle.
Who is it pointing at?
And one of us does.
Lafayette, I need you to make a DC 20 intelligence check.
Oof.
I don't know if I told you how high it was before.
I don't remember how to do those.
It's a D20 plus your intelligence modifier, which I think for Lafayette is an amazing 2.
Yes, it is. So I have a total of 8.
Getting there.
When can I try again? You're letting me try every turn during the combat.
Yeah, you can continue to try, roughly every round. So imagine you spent like a minute doing that right now, Lafayette. Okay. So, Monty, you can bug me when you think it's been another minute.
Right.
I feel that you're capable of bugging me consistently.
Right. I am an expert gatherer. I am not yet an expert laser rifle person.
Yeah. Also, Lafayette, are you the first person to name this laser rifle? Is this where the name comes from? Which way does the timeline run?
I don't know. My notes just say Mark III blaster rifle, so I think you told us that.
God named it.
Do you want to remind our listeners what other wonderful items you picked up from this strange treasury of weirdness?
I just got here. But if you want to put anything in the sack that's on Timmy's back, you're welcome to do so. Because I also have a sack. It's a large sack.
Timmy is the elk.
Yes.
That you're hurting. Oh.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I know Chuck has a sword and a shield.
I do.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel prepared. I don't think I'm going to die now. I think I'm prepared.
I just have a staff that I was carrying with me, as herders
really,
do.
Really lean into that feeling, Jason.
I am basically immortal now.
Yeah, just imagine that feeling is a box and just put all your hopes and dreams in that box and then hand that box to me for safekeeping. I promise nothing bad will happen to it.
And Talc has a star-shaped badge. Mm-hmm. There were some other things in this room, but there was a shield in front of them, so we couldn't get to them. Did the shield drop when the mysterious metal... Oh, well.
It did. The shield continues to hold steady on some of these strange artifacts.
Hmm. All right, I guess we should maybe move along to the next, see where else we can go now that Talc has the door opening powers.
Yeah, I think we go to Lift B or something.
All right, Talc, do you want to lead the way?
Sure. I can't remember which ones we've tried and failed at.
So you came up Lift B. So you know that Lift B goes back down to the main level.
I see. And we recently went into that bedroom where there was the dead guy and the floating stuff. And we took the gold disc from him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he was down this hallway.
And there was no other exit from that room, correct?
Correct.
I'm going to wander into that room and just take a pot shot at the bed, or try to anyway.
All right.
Ooh, now I have a 9.
Okay, you're getting better.
You're getting better. Yep.
Getting better.
Not that many more. You'll be there.
It's all about learning.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, the lift is the only other place to go then, correct? Okay.
All right. So you descend tube B back down to the main area. As you recall, you emerged in this area in your previous explorations. There's kind of a foyer with several chambers
foyer.
To the north. Foyer, sorry.
Vestibule.
Vestibule. With chambers to the north, south, east, and west. There's kind of a weird mix in this foyer.
Foyer.
Vestibule. of like ice coming, kind of coming from the north and flowing gross fish water coming from the south. Believe you've explored this area pretty thoroughly and are pretty familiar with your way around it. The area to the north had a hole in the ceiling leading up to the glacier. There was a abominable snow person there. There was kind of a strange garden to the east, a room of unknown purposes to the west, and another kind of chamber full of artifacts and strange visuals on the wall to the south. I believe there was also a tube to the south that you were unable to access.
Yeah, I think that's it. Is tube D, we weren't able to get in where they had where there was like the dinosaur.
Did we try that since we found the gold?
You did not.
I do not think so.
You've been up and you have not been down.
Well, let's check it out.
All right.
Talc, I think that gold disc of yours.
I'm running right up there to give it a try.
All right.
Talc, opener of
these
doors.
These K people know all. We are the world's foremost experts in elevators now.
Mm-hmm. I have one job.
And doors, probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many doors there are.
And dinosaurs and robots.
You're getting to be an old hat at this point. You wave your hand by the door to the tube. The doors slide open. The tube illuminates with kind of a soft, warm glow. This tube appears to go down, and you know that if you stepped into this tube, you would presumably be lowered at a safe and comfortable speed to somewhere below.
Boldly go in.
All right. Are others going to follow?
Yeah, yep. Once I see that she hasn't plummeted to her death, I will follow.
She does not.
Before I go through, I'd like to try to shoot this dinosaur with a Mark III blaster rifle.
Indeed.
I call him Timmy as much as I can.
Are you saying pew, pew, pew as you do it?
That's it. I should be saying pew, pew, pew. I have a 12 now. I'm really figuring this thing out.
I appreciate that your numbers are going up. So,
yep.
All right. You descend tube D with the power of the gold palm disc and Talc's awesome door opening abilities. And you arrive in another strange octagonal chamber, quite large. So this chamber, you know, you did just descend from a chamber with a giant, terrifying lizard frozen in the middle of it. So perhaps that kind of softened you up for what you see here. There are a number of motionless, monstrous monstrosities standing about the room. Each is perched atop a glowing pedestal and surrounded by a translucent field of flickering light.
Is it similar to the fields that were surrounding the cool stuff in the robot room? I mean, the giant metal room?
Very similar. These ones seem to have a little bit more in terms of golden sparks. But yes, very similar. The creatures within the fields appear to be oblivious to your presence. All of the fields appear to be intact. So off to one side of the unmoving monsters is a kind of waist-high podium with a bunch of little shining, I don't know, maybe they're gems or something. You don't know what they are. It looks shiny.
Shiny.
And there is a large closed door to the north, or what you would now recognize as a door. Let me tell you about some of the creatures. Let's see. Right next to you, or at least right next to Aline and Annette, there is, it appears to be kind of a strange-looking humanoid creature. Kind of red complexion, pointy ears, black eyes, and he's garbed in kind of strange ornate robes that look perhaps some kind of religious significance. Next to that creature is what some of you might know as a Badoban men, which are the walrus folk that live north of your settlement.
Whoa. Walrus folk?
They're like people that are also walruses.
Oh, them.
You know what, Lafayette? I think one of your friends is a walrus man. I didn't want you to find out this way. Next to the walrus man is a strange, very large creature. It's kind of like a bear, but with a head like an owl.
Oh, boy.
Above that is what appears to be a three-headed tiger. You're not really sure.
It's a big kitty.
And next to that is, it looks kind of like a slug, except it's about 100 times bigger than any slug you've ever seen. It's a slug the size of a small horse.
How does it compare to Timmy in size?
Slightly bigger than Timmy.
Gotcha.
And over next near Chuck, there is a, appears to be some kind of ant-like creature that's standing on its rear legs. It's taller than you are, Chuck. It looks mean. All of the monsters are it's like they're sleeping or frozen in place.
Are their eyes open, though?
Do you want to inspect one of them?
Sure. I'm going to go over to the three-headed kitty.
Yep.
Take Timmy along with me. Are the eyes open on the kitty?
Give me an intelligence check.
Six of them. Let's see. Intelligence. There's no bonus for that, so that's a 9.
You know what? You think some of the eyes are open. Maybe it's a taxidermy thing? Have your people discovered this taxidermy?
Oh, probably. But are they blinking? Like, they're just staying at the level of openness?
Yeah, they're unblinking. Or? That's weird, okay. Right?
All right. Yeah, that's creepy.
I want to check out the podium.
Okay. So the podium, it's kind of a large metal box. One side is kind of sloped. There's all kinds of, I don't know, maybe they're gemstones or something. They look shiny and blinky on the surface of the podium on the top.
I'm going to reach toward the blinky, shiny, pretty gemstones.
Okay. Give me a luck check, Aline.
Oh, good. 2?
Okay. You know, the gemstones seem pretty affixed to the, if they are gemstones, to the surface of the podium. Nothing seems to really, you don't really make any luck with trying to pry them off.
Okay.
I think I want to take a look at that podium as well.
Okay. Why don't you give me a luck check?
I get a 25. I got like, plus 10.
No, it's not plus 10. It's the modifier.
Oh, no, then it's just 15.
Okay. You managed to pry off several of the gems. They're kind of strangely lumpy shaped. Like, they're not as, they feel a little unnatural, but maybe that's just how they've been,
They're not as shiny as I'm hoping.
Yeah, but you fill up a pocket with gemstones.
Nice.
I feel good about that.
I say we don't touch anything else.
Nothing seems to happen with any of the stasis fields around the horrible monsters.
I'm ready to go through the door.
I'm ready to open it.
I'm afraid of all of these things. I've witnessed the robot terror.
I saw the aftermath of the robot terror, so...
Lafayette, do you want to try firing your gun?
Yes, I do. I'm going to fire it at the tube. No,
at the
podium.
Oh, okay.
going to roll it in D20 this time.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I have a total of 9. Is that high enough?
Lafayette, point the blaster, Mark II blaster rifle. Sorry, Mark III blaster
Mark
rifle.
Mark III, no. Thank you.
Three.
Don't downgrade it.
At the podium, and nothing happens to the podium. However, somewhere in the complex, there's the sound of a distant explosion. The lights flicker in the chamber. There seems to be some blinking red lights happening on the podium. And the stasis field around the large-looking Ant-Man deactivates.
Oh, man. I think I figured it out, guys.
Can you do it again?
Sure, watch this. And this time I point it at the Rat-Man and try it.
Ant-Man.
Or-
mm-hmm. All right, you know what? I'll let you do it again, Lafayette. I'm just, you know, when a player has a shovel and they're in a hole, I'm the kind of person who hands them another shovel.
I point at the rat man, and it says here that I rolled a 1.
Why do you keep saying rat man?
I rolled a 1.
Ant-Man.
Because I'm thinking of rat ants, which are an Infocom thing.
Oh, okay.
Starcross, and this feels like Starcross.
The Ant-Man does not react because you do not successfully shoot him, but he looks disoriented and angry. I'm going to roll initiative for the Ant-Man. And Lafayette is gone. Other people are going to get to go, but as before, you do not know when the Ant-Man is going to go, so choose your actions wisely.
Let's go through the door.
I like that idea.
Do you want to do that, Wilma?
Yes.
The door. You head toward the door.
Yeah, I'm running away.
Wilma runs to the door. The door does not open.
Wilma's sad.
Indeed.
I will also run toward the door.
Okay. So Orb runs toward the door. I'll assume Timmy follows closely behind.
Oh, yeah.
He's expertly herded. All right. The Anthroantis / Ant-Man is next.
Or just a point of clarification here. Did Orb go to the door or did Timmy go to the door and Orb led him there in an orderly way?
I ushered Timmy before me.
All right.
This is the kind of herding minutiae that
you herded him, yes.
Our listeners tune in.
Do the sheep herd the shepherd or does the shepherd herd the sheep?
Who rescued who, you know, man?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who watches the shepherds?
About it while we get murdered by an Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Also, who's zooming who?
Yeah. Let's see. So, you know what, Chuck? I think you have the misfortune of being the closest to the 6-foot-tall Ant-Man hybrid.
I was checking this guy out earlier. He was the most interesting of all of these to me.
Yeah. You know, if only your cave people were slightly more literate, you could have read the plaque that talked about how this is an Ant-Man hybrid from the nuclear holocaust of the Great Atomic Wars. Mm. Too bad you can't. Horrible Ant-Man advances on you. Let's see. He could bite you. He could sting you.
Why are we calling him horrible?
Well,
yeah, I feel like that's the judgment of all of these things as monsters.
I know this is Dungeon Crawl Classics where you're not supposed to talk to anything and everything's just there to be killed, but come on, this guy's had a hard life. He survived a nuclear apocalypse.
And then they put him in a tube. Like, we freed him. He should be happy, but he's not going to be happy.
He doesn't look very happy.
No, he does not.
I can't read him. I think we have to smell his pheromones. His body language is all weird.
He's very different. Like those walrus people.
Walrus people.
All right.
To the north.
Good chat. What? The Ant-Man's going to try and bite Chuck.
Heard of these walrus people.
Good news, Chuck. I rolled a 5.
Well, I didn't even need my shield to avoid that one.
So it's his horrible mandibles kind of crunch in the air near your face, but you're safely ensconced behind your Grecian shield that you stole.
And I say, whoa there, big fella. And I hit him with my sword.
Okay. The Anthroantis' armor class is 14.
16.
All right. You reach out from behind your Grecian shield with your stolen katana and slice at the Ant-Man.
8 damage.
Wow.
Wow.
You lop off 2 of the Ant-Man's many arms. Horrible green acid pours out of his wounds and sizzles on the floor. The Ant-Man, just makes this weird hissing noise and thrashes at you.
Okay, so is it ants or men that have acid for blood? Because I'm confused about this now.
Makes you think.
Science has yet to discover a difference between ants and men.
Two great tastes that taste great together. Ant-Man blood. And then I, if I've still got some room in my action, I just want to kind of like even it out with everyone else.
All right, you take a step back. Crunch. All right,
leaning
so
the door.
Lafayette has gone this turn. Orb and Wilma have gone this turn. Chuck just went. I think that leaves Talc.
Yeah, and I am just gonna use my spear, and I rolled a 9.
Okay, a 9 will not hit.
No. Do you have any pluses with? Oh, you'd have to have a lot of pluses to hit with a 9.
Yeah, no plus. I have nothing extra.
Level 1.
So we are back around to the top. I'm gonna reroll for the Anthroantis.
I'm a herder, not a fighter.
I'm a hunter.
All right, Chuck is so excited about chopping off a couple of arms like it was like he was knocking little flakes of flint off of a bigger thing of flint. So he's going to go again.
In a way, isn't everything in life kind of like flint napping?
Alas, he rolled a 6.
All right.
Oh. Well, I guess if this is what's happening, if we're fighting, I feel like I need to protect Timmy. So
you just learned that Timmy exists.
I feel like you need to protect Timmy too.
Retroactively, I feel very, very motherly toward this elk. So I'm going to try to attack with my staff, which, like I just said, I have a minus. So that brings me down to a 9.
Okay.
Do I notice anything like if I look at the blood, I notice it's green. That's not an animal color I'm used to seeing.
It is not.
Does it look weird besides being green?
It's kind of sizzling, like it's slightly acidic.
So don't step in it?
Yeah, I wouldn't step in it. Definitely don't eat it. Don't feed it to Timmy.
Okay.
Don't use it to clean your wounds.
I'll have to keep him away.
So I guess I'm going to step closer, but away from the pool of sizzling green Ant-Man blood and try to hit it with my club.
Okay.
It's a 9.
Ooh, okay. Going clubbing.
Can I move back? I don't remember if there are strict move
That's fine.
Type rules.
Sure.
Okay.
Who's next?
I'll go in and try my spear again.
Okay.
Move a little closer. 19.
Whoa.
You spear that Ant-Man 4.
Oh, and I'm dropping on my floor. 3 points of damage.
Okay. That Ant-Man is not looking good. Has everyone gone?
I haven't.
Okay, Lafayette.
Oh, God, no.
All right. I think I figured it out. I hold it like this, say pew pew, and push this button?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I rolled a 2, so I have a total of 4. I don't think this thing works.
Yeah.
I'm giving up on this.
Okay.
Are you just going to use it as a club?
Yeah, just beat him with it.
Yeah.
Improvised club. All right. The Ant-Man goes at the end of the order. You know what, Talk? I think you stepped up and hit him with the club. So the ant creature is focused on you. He's going to whirl around.
Ooh.
And he's going to attempt to bite you again. Or not again, but for the first time. Talk, that is an 11 versus AC.
And my AC's 10.
Oh no, look out for his horrible mandibles.
The ant creature, its horrible jaws clench around your shoulder, and you will take 2 points of ant damage.
I still have 1 hit point left.
Look at you.
Destroyer of robots, opener of doors.
I rolled the minimum amount of damage I could.
Victim of Ant-Man.
All right, I am rerolling damage for the horrible Ant-Man. Or not damage. I'm rerolling initiative for the horrible Ant-Man. all right, new round. Who wants to go?
I do. I want to rush up and whack it with my club.
Which club?
this blaster rifle. It doesn't do anything, you guys. Mm-hmm. It is bunk. So I'm using it as a club.
Yep.
And I rolled a 16.
Nice. See, it works.
Okay, you hit. when you use a laser rifle as a club, make a luck check.
Oh, okay.
I like this.
I got a 17.
Okay, so you hit. Can you roll me some club damage?
I don't know. How much is it?
Does anyone have a club?
3 of us, but we don't want to tell the other 2 that they're not in it.
I have a spear, not a club.
I found it. It's D4.
D4.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
2.
All right, the horrible Ant-Man looks slightly dazed. You know what? You notice, everybody actually give me some kind of perception-y check.
Perception-y.
That'd be intelligence?
12.
19.
Two.
The stasis field around the horrible bear with an owl face is starting to flicker.
Oh, jeez.
All right, so Lafayette is gone. Who is next?
Open the door. Open the door.
I saw him swing something at it, so I'm going to try swinging my staff at it.
Okay. Slightly,
like, I'm going to try to mimic exactly what Lafayette did.
Mm-hmm.
And I fail.
The key is the follow-through.
5.
Key is to mimic everything I do. I'm an expert gatherer.
5 does not connect with a horrible Ant-Man. So, Lafayette is gone. Orb has gone. Somebody else.
All right, me. 10.
All right. So, Chuck, you failed to connect. The Ant-Man is going to go next. The Ant-Man has been clubbed by Lafayette. So
that's right.
He's going to turn, and he is going to attempt to sting Lafayette with his stinger. Critical fail. He just looks kind of, you know, he did get hit in the head with an improvised club, so it just kind of looks like he kind of spun in a circle and did a very awkward dance. Talk, it sounded like you were ready to go next.
Yeah, Talk is staggering around.
Mm-hmm.
12.
The armor class of the horrible Ant-Man is 14.
Oh.
All right. Come on, Wilma Jr.
You can do it.
3.
Oh. All right. That's everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Timmy is not going to try to fight.
All right. Top of the order. I have rerolled for the Ant-Man, and the stasis field around the bear with an owl face has dropped. There is now a confused-looking owl bear in the corner.
Oh, boy.
I'll just go and cower somewhere.
I attack the guy, ant guy. 16.
That'll hit.
8.
Mm. Wow. Mm, you nice cleave hit. The ant guy in half. The ant guy makes a horrible hissing noise as he goes down, and then there's just the sound of his blood slowly bubbling through the floor.
So do we want to try to go through this door? Is there some way to unlock it, or do we need to run to Tube D? Because we need to get out of here. I don't want to fight the owlbear.
Yeah, has Talc actually tried to open this door yet?
I don't think you've really looked at the door other than Wilma Jr. ran up to it, and it didn't open.
Talc, check the door. See if we can get through it.
Talc crawls over to the door, looks at the door.
There is a familiar-looking symbol from the doors that the golden disc allowed you to get in.
She puts her hand up there and opens it.
And we drag her through.
Yes. all of you have done great work today. You escaped through the door, and it slams shut just as a aggressive owlbear leaps across the room at you, hooting aggressively.
Mm.
Is there any other way to hoot?
Now we're stuck.
Yeah, let's hope we don't want to go back.
Yeah, we can't go back through D.
Give a hoot. Don't only you can prevent forest fires, owlbear.
What's a forest?
All right, I have shown you more of the map.
Yeah.
There is a hallway beyond. This hallway is relatively free of anything exciting, except right by the door that you just passed through, but on the other side of the door, there is a strange-looking kind of white rod sitting on hooks. It actually looks somewhat similar to the contraption that Lafayette has been recently obsessed with.
Don't bother. Trust me.
Does anyone want to check it out?
Sure.
All right.
I check it out.
So give me an intelligence check, Orb.
Intelligence. Ooh, it's almost a 4, but it rolled over to a 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anyone else want to inspect it?
I'll look. Yeah, no. 8.
Chuck says, what are we looking at again? 11.
I'd like to see if there's a difference between that and the thing I've been poking at for, it seems like, forever.
All right, I'm going to tell you, Lafayette, I'm going to give you a DC 10 to compare them.
Oh, well, I got a 9.
You know what? They look similar, but you're not sure. They're clearly of similar construction and yet unique.
I think it's some sort of religious symbol.
Oh, gosh. Talc, did you want to take a try?
Talc is going to try. And she got 13.
Yep. You know, this newfangled technology is potentially beyond you. Do you want to bring it with you, or do you want to leave it here?
Well, the other one works as a club, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll grab it.
Okay. All right, where to next?
Is there another door there?
Yeah, if this is an empty hallway, but there's another door on the other side, I think that's where we want to go.
There is another door at the north side.
Especially if, you never know, an owlbear, I mean, it probably doesn't have a gold disc, but you never know.
Nope, yeah, you never know. So, Talk, are you approaching the door since you are...
I am approaching the door.
All right. The door flips open as you approach it and wave your hand at it in an expert manner. Let me tell you about the strange chamber beyond.
There's scribbles in this chamber.
Yeah, don't look too closely at this.
Some graffiti.
You enter another octagonal room. A 20-foot diameter raised platform occupies most of this room over on the western side. It's a good foot off the floor. And it's covered in kind of strange, glowing, pulsing hexagons. There's a nice little series of blue lights around the rim of the platform, glowing and pulsing pleasantly. Next to the platform and floating in the air, strangely, at about waist height, is some kind of panel with little pulsing lights on it. In the northeastern corner are several wooden pallets and crates that, though they look like they're empty, you can tell they've been unpacked.
I recognize wood.
Yes.
I know what that is.
There is a tube, the familiar-looking shape of a cylindrical tube in this chamber, though it looks like it is not lit up like the other tubes you have traveled.
So which is the thing that's floating?
There's like a little panel next to the strange platform.
Talc is going to go look at the strange platform.
Yeah, I'm super curious about the floating thing.
Talc, why don't you give me a luck check?
14.
Talc, you're poking around at the panel, and maybe you've done something right, because it seems to be blinking more than it was when you first started.
Ooh,
and the
pretty.
There's kind of a soft humming noise, some kind of equipment has been activated, and the lights on the platform in front of the panel seem to be glowing faster, pulsing faster.
Mm-hmm.
This seems safe.
Definitely.
I feel like I should do the same thing that Talc just did to see if they go even faster.
All right. Give me a luck check, Orb.
5.
They seem to slow down considerably.
I slink away and pet Timmy.
The room is quiet as the machinery seems to deactivate.
I'm not very good at this. I go look at the wooden stuff because I recognize
All right.
wood.
Yeah. It's there's some wooden boxes. They're empty. They're made of wood.
Can we look in the tube door and see what's going on in the tube door? Maybe like I could throw something down and see if it doesn't float or what?
So the tube door does not seem to respond to anyone waving in front of it.
I'd like to investigate the pallets.
Okay.
Talc wants to try and play with the platform again.
Okay. Lafayette, you see the wooden pallets are wooden. Mm. They're a simple lumber construction. They're the most familiar item you have probably seen in this entire horrible complex of horrible rooms full of weird strangeness.
These are amazing technology. They could change our primitive Stone Age warehouses.
Yeah, no more just carrying things you could get. Maybe someday somebody will invent a forklift.
It will be the dawn of a new age. The pallet age.
Let's see. Talc, did you want to investigate the platform again?
Yep.
You want to give a luck check?
16.
You feel like you've gotten it back to where it was before. It's humming and glowing and making pleasant noises. Suddenly, there is the sound in the distance of a very large explosion echoing through the chambers. And a moment or two after that, there's a slightly more familiar sound of the cracking of ice. Everything in the room goes dark. The platform and the panel go dark, and you are all dropped into darkness. Wow. And then emergency lighting comes on. There's kind of glowing red lights giving a soft illumination to this chamber.
The gods are angry.
There are klaxons blaring somewhere. Some kind of incomprehensible alien voice is saying something repeated over and over again.
The gods have an annoying voice that shouts at us.
It also sounds like something horrible is happening back down the hallway south of you.
Well, I think all of the rest of the people we brought with us are probably being eaten by that owlbear.
Probably.
Yes. Or, well, yeah, I think the rest of the tribe probably was waiting for you up in the art room.
So there's no other exits.
Yeah.
Well, there's the tube.
Has Talc tried to do anything?
I'm going to look at the tube again, hopefully.
The tube doesn't respond to you waving your hand in front of it, but you could try and force the door open.
Let's do that.
Okay. Let's do it.
I've got a white rod that we can use as a crowbar.
Okay.
I mean, I could use this sword as a crowbar, too, if we really need to. It's good
at
that.
Well, the sword's valuable and a weapon. This white rod doesn't do anything.
It's garbage, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to wedge it into the door and try to
force. Give me some kind of... It's going to be hard. Give me some kind of strength check.
All right. Strength check. I rolled a 1, it says.
I think you've damaged the white rod.
I rolled a 10.
Do I have to roll anything when I damage this white rod?
You don't know. 10 is not sufficient to get that door open. It is quite sealed. It also feels strangely hot to the touch.
Somebody strong do something here.
Talc tried and rolled an 8.
I have a minus to my strength checks.
Me too.
So I will pass.
Was this big round thing over on the left side a big platform of some sort?
On the left side, yes. A raised platform, little hexagonal things glowing pleasantly. I believe both Talc and Orb were exploring the panel next to it.
Let's all get up on this platform and see if anything happens.
Great idea.
All right, sure.
Is that what you want to do?
That's what I'm doing.
Come along, Timmy.
And if not, we can play Catan.
All right, interesting.
We're huddling for safety.
This is one way the adventure could end.
Now, Timmy, push the right button.
All right, is Timmy manning the controls?
I actually had Timmy come up along with me, but I can't necessarily control everything he does, so who knows?
Lafayette, run off. Go see if this thing, you can make this thing work, and maybe this thing will, like, spin around and make us dizzy or something.
If Timmy runs away and, like, runs into the control panel, there's nothing I can do about it.
If we need to operate the control panel, I think I am clearly, as an expert gatherer, the best equipped,
I already screwed it up, so I'm not trying.
I made it work twice. I could come and help you.
Well, now we're all getting off the platform.
So there's an elf calf, a bag of grain, and only one person who can operate the panel sitting on one side of the river. And there's a canoe.
I want to trade those three things for stone.
Sheep for green? Yes.
I move the ring on top of the middle rod to the right, and then the ring on top of the left rod to the middle. And
Story checks out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget pew, pew, pew.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm.
You do have an elf calf you could use for experimental purposes.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, I could get Timmy to run any direction.
We could, if we wanted to be careful, put Timmy up on this platform and then start pushing buttons and see what happens to him.
Let's do that.
Sure.
All right.
For fun.
So, Orb, you place Timmy on the platform.
Yep.
Timmy looks a little uncertain about this whole situation.
Well, we were all just up on the platform with him. We're just leaving him there.
Just leaving him there. Who is going to operate the panel?
Me.
All right, Lafayette, do you want to do intelligence or you want to do luck?
I want to do intelligence.
All right, give me an intelligence check.
10. And I roll bad.
All right, Lafayette is pushing all kinds of little glowing gems on the panel. Things are lighting up. There is the sound of humming. The red emergency lighting all around this room kind of flickers a little bit as it seems like maybe there's insufficient power to run both. And Timmy is gone. There's just a kind of a shower of sparks on the panel or platform as Timmy disappears from sight.
Timmy!
All right.
I leap up onto the panel.
There is no sign of Timmy. There's no elk fur. There's no elk blood. There is nothing. It doesn't even smell like elk anymore.
This place is weird.
I need one of these panels for my house.
Does Steven smell like elk? Don't answer that.
You want me to try it again with you guys up there?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, the cave people crowd back up onto the platform, and Lafayette stands at the panel. Lafayette, you feel like, you know, it takes a little bit for things to rev up. Perhaps you could flip some switches and jump on the panel yourself, or platform yourself, if that's what you're so inclined to do.
Absolutely. I'm not going to leave my colleagues and friends behind.
All right. As the sounds of the panel of the I keep using panel and platform the wrong way. Lafayette maneuvers various switches and buttons on the panel. It's almost like he knows what he's doing. Give me a luck check.
Not intelligence?
You're gonna do them both.
Oh, okay. Well, there's the first one you asked for. I rolled an 18.
You're feeling lucky. You got an 18 for your luck check. Give me an intelligence check.
Total of 17.
All right. You are feeling good.
Wow.
You know, somewhere in the horrible, horrible place, there's the echoing sounds of, you know, an owlbear fighting a three-headed tiger and perhaps a Tyrannosaurus Rex eating the rest of your tribe, but you don't know what that is far away as the time pad beneath your feet warms up. You feel a kind of strange tingling sensation, and mm-hmm. suddenly you appear in a dimly lit chamber. Timmy is here. There are several strange creatures with very long ears standing around you. One of them is holding a katana and a grenade launcher.
Do their ears go up or down from
both,
where ours?
Ooh. Both. A mixture. These strange rabbit-looking creatures.
I show them the katana. I go, ooh, I have one of those too.
The Iron King thanks you and says, maybe we won't have to kill you. Adventure over.
What? Oh my God.
That was one way the adventure could end. The other way is you could have fought yourself past several horrifying, horrible, horrible things and returned to your tribe as heroes. Instead, you're stuck in Gamer World time now. So,
but at least we have Timmy with us.
At least you have Timmy. Mm-hmm. Thank you for playing Dungeon Crawl Classics. Thank you for bringing your many cave people to nourish the insatiable bloodlust of our listeners who always write to us and tell us that we don't kill enough players. And now I've killed many players. I hope
you're
happy.
Happy.
Their deaths are on you, listeners. And thank you to my players for playing a new game in Dungeon Crawl Classics. Woo!
Yay!
Hooray!